Yung past perfect, and I'd like to ask and invite every one of you, tayo po tayong lahat, at just to give honor and reverence in God's word. Okay, we're gonna read just two verses in this passage, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 15. You know, last week po, kung nandito kayo, pinag-usapan po natin yung perfect redeemer. He's our perfect, the perfect lamb that has been sacrificed, offered, so that we will be forgiven. Kaya po, pinag-usapan po natin yung Passover lamb. So, hindi yung galit po ng Panginoon lumampas sa atin, at yun po ay nabigay sa bugtong niyang anak na si Jesus. Kaya po, nagkaroon tayo ng perfect redeemer. Okay, at ngayon po, pag-usapan natin yung perfect mediator. And I'm gonna discuss that later on. I would like to read in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 15. It says here that since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. And then in verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Praise the Lord. God, we thank you, God, for your word. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. And we ask you that may you show us Jesus, for every time we see Jesus, our lives are never the same again. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that may you bless every heart, Lord. Bless the preaching of your word. May you receive all the glory and honor. May you increase and I may decrease. Lord, we focus on you. We glorify you. We exalt your name, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Again, we are continuing this series, Past Perfect. Next week po, pag-uusapan natin yung Perfect Substitute and then Perfect Man. So this is actually based for some of you here, first time po kayo na-attendan tong series natin. This is actually a series of studying and learning from the Old Testament and the implications in the New Testament. Ano ba ang nangyari sa Old Testament and how Jesus Christ fulfilled and satisfied everything that has been prophesied years back. During the time, during po sa Old Testament. Kaya nga po yun yung pinag-usapan natin last time. And just to start with this, how many of you here, maybe some of us here or most of us na nandito po ngayon, have you ever watched or seen someone na nagwo-work? By the way, last series po natin, talking about work. Thank God it's Monday. So lahat po tayo dito, we are blessed to have a work. Pero somehow, meron po sa atin dito na, di ba, pag may nakikita tayong nagwo-work, nagtatrabaho, buti na lang, hindi yan ang ginagawa ko. Or probably, sasabihin natin sa sarili natin, I would rather pay someone to do it, to do this job, rather than me doing it. So, mas okay na silang gumagawa nito. And maaaring sa office natin, iniisip natin, oh, sila na lang gumawa niyan, hindi ko kaya yan. Mas effective silang gagawa niyan. And just to let you know, talking about this hard or difficult or probably I could say dangerous job, you know, meron pong top 10 actually, most dangerous job in the world. And yung top 5 na lang po ipapakita ko for the sake of time. Pero yung one of the top 6 po is a construction worker. Imagine yung construction worker, that's one of the most dangerous job kasi po umaakyat yan at as in nagkakabit ng mga roofing yan, lalo na kung building yan o matataas na establishment yan. And another dangerous job na world's top dangerous job is yung being a fisherman. Imagine, nasa kalagitnaan ka ng dagat, tapos gabi, madaling araw, hindi mo alam kung talagang babagyo yan. And even yung mga equipments, hindi mo alam kung paan mag-malfunction ba yan. So that's one of the most dangerous job. Pero pakita ko po sa atin dito yung top 5. Top 5 is being a mine worker. Ito po yung panglima sa pinaka mahirap daw na trabaho sa buong mundo. Mine worker, imagine that you are inside of that tunnel and they need to spend at least a week or maybe more. Okay? And they will stay there. Imagine the suffocation, imagine the heat. So isa po ito sa pinaka mahirap na trabaho sa mundo. And some of us here would say, buti na lang, sila yung gumagawa niyan, hindi ako. You know, may mga gifted na tao na sila ang kaya. But me, I'm not gonna do that. And another dangerous job, top four, is lion tamer. Okay? Meron na po ba nagpaamo ng leon dito? Okay? Ako po, yung mga asawa dito, yung lalaki, di ba? Dapat inaamo niyo yung mga leon ng bahay, yung mga misis. Di ba? So, lion tamer. Imagine, of course, sa circus, nakikita natin to. This is a, sabi nga nila, the king of the jungle. Tapos, tinetame mo, inaamo mo. This is the top four. Pang-apat po sa pinakamahirap na trabaho sa buong mundo. And also, top three is being an alligator wrestler. Marami po nito sa Thailand. Di ba? Sino ba naman matinong tao, ipususubo mo yung ulo mo sa mouth ng alligator or crocodile. But this is the top three, okay, most dangerous job in the world. Yung top two po is being a helicopter cable worker. Yung mga, kung dumadaan tayo sa, pag nagpupunta tayong province, makikita talaga natin yung mga long lines of electrical wirings. Ganyan po nila kinakabit yun, naka-helicopter. Tapos imagine thousands of volts running through that line. But again, ito po yung pangalawa sa pinakamahirap na trabaho daw sa buong mundo. Ang pinakauna po is this. Skyscraper window glass cleaner. So kung titingnan mo yung matataas na building, nasa labas ka, tanaw na tanaw mo yung baba mo, tapos naglilinis ka ng, nakakalula po yun. Ako nga po, naglilinis lang ako ng, kasi may salamin po sa bahay namin. Ako nga po, naglilinis lang ako ng salamin namin. Lulang-lula na ako eh. Ang gwapo nito, nakakalula ng gwapo nito. Eto pa kaya, di ba? Nakakalula po yan. Those are some of the most dangerous job in the world. Now, why am I sharing this? You know, as we talk about this perfect mediator, I would just like to... I'm just thinking that in the Old Testament, in the time of the Israelite people, probably one of the most, or I could say, the most dangerous job during the Israelite time was being a priest. Why? Because if you are a priest, you need to stand between God and between man. And we all know, if we are reading our Bible, yung mga anak po ni Aaron, who is the yung Levitical lineage po nila, yung priest, doon po dumadalo yung mga priest sa tribe po ni Aaron. And meron po dalawang anak si Aaron na si Nadab and Abihu, who were priests as well. When they did something against God, makita po natin sa Bible, they were killed. Right on the spot, namatay po sila. So makikita po natin, during that time, that was the most dangerous job ever in the Israelite history. Imagine you are mediating between God and man, God who is most holy. In fact, walang anumang kasalanan na pwedeng lumapit sa kanya. And since man sinful, there has to be someone who will mediate so that men will have access to God. But yet, again, we need to understand yung priest po, that is why napaka-dangerous nito, they need to show themselves before God righteous and holy, blameless. In fact, they themselves, they need the high priest, they need to sacrifice and they need to offer para din po sa kasalanan nila. So ganun po katindi yung trabaho ng isang pare. Sa Tagalog po, kung tatawagin po natin, the one who mediates, the one who intercedes for us. Now, let me just explain to you ano po ang ibig sabihin ng priest. Who is a priest? According to the universal definition of a priest, it is an authorized minister of a deity who, on behalf of a community, officiates at the altar in other rites, acting as a mediator between the deity and man. Now, I want to give you a bit of a context, a background of why the Israelite people back then needs a priest. Bakit kailangan nila ng isang mediator? we will go back to the book of Genesis chapter 3. We're going to see that in verse 22 to 24 when God himself banished man from Garden of Eden. Why? Because of disobedience. When Adam and Eve ate that forbidden fruit, then in verse 23, God banished them. It means to say, inalis sila ng Panginoon doon sa place na yon, sa Garden of Eden. Therefore, the access, yung access po ng tao sa Panginoon naputol. Because of sin. And that is why, because that access is no longer connected, there must be someone who needs to stand in between so that they can connect anyone to God. Kaya po yun ang ginagawang trabaho po ng priest. Sabi po sa Isaiah chapter 59, but your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. Lahat po ng kasalanan natin, ayun po ang naghiwalay sa atin sa Panginoon. And your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Kaya po, yung pinag-usapan natin last time, when the Israelites came out of Egypt, that was the time that they need someone who will mediate para po sa mga Israelite, para po mapalapit sila sa Panginoon. Kaya po, from the time of Aaron, pati po yung mga lahat ng mga anak niya, okay, mga anak niya, yung mga Levites clan, sila po yung may giftings na binigay ng Panginoon, pinagkalooban ng Panginoon ng pagiging priest. Now, pag-usapan po natin, ano ba yung role ng isang priest? The role of a high priest, for us to really understand and appreciate, here is God, here is man, so in the middle is a priest so that man and God will be connected once again. So makikita po natin ano ba talaga yung ginagawa ng isang priest. Una po sa lahat is that to gain access to God. The reason why there was a priest during that time so that people would have access, so that they would gain access to God. Okay? In Hebrews, binasa din po natin kanina, the reason why people needs to have access to God because we all fall short of the glory of God. And now, I want you to think with me. Pag sinabi po nating access, lahat marami pong bagay dito sa mundo, kailangan po natin ng access. If you want to go to a country na meron pong visa, kahit na anong yaman natin, kahit na anong dami ng pera natin, kung wala tayong visa, hindi pa rin tayo makakapunta doon sa ibang bansa. Like sa US, sa Europe. Okay? We need to have a visa. And that is somehow an access for us to get into that country. And pag pumunta na po tayo sa plane, of course, nandun yung visa sa passport natin. Pero pag wala po, hindi po natin dala yung passport, hindi rin po tayo makakapasok sa airplane. That is our access for us to get through, for us to get in. Okay? Parang lahat po ng bagay, kaya nga po ang Air Force, meron po silang motto. May access po sila. Okay? No guts, no glory. Sabi po ng Air Force. Ang Marine, sabi nila, no retreat, no surrender. Kung magsusurrender ka, hindi ka pwede dito. So, ito yung access mo. Kailangan matibay ang loob mo. And syempre, pagka nasa gym ka naman, no pain, no gain. Okay? And pagka estudyante ka naman, or kaya nagpapapasok ka sa work, ang sasabihin ng guard, no ID, no entry. Yun ang access mo. Okay? Yung mga misis naman natin dito, no money, no honey. Yun ang access. Yun ang access natin, mga husband. Okay? No money, no honey. So, pagka may money tayo, sige, tabi tayo mamayang gabi. Okay? So, yun po yung, may mga access po. And, you know, talking about access, sino po sa inyo dito, one time, hindi po kayo nakapasok dun sa main hall natin kasi nasaraduhan na po kayo. Meron na po ba? O kaya dito po, sa cinema. Diba, sobra, nasaraduhan na. Para naghahanap ka ng kakilala mo, sino ba magandang access dito? Uy, pastor! Diba, may mga access tayo. But the reality is, syempre, we abide by the law. Again, hindi po tayo doon, hindi po kami to. We abide by the law ng yung Pasig po, na meron po tayong sinusunod na numbers na kailangan po nag-fit in sa isang place. But again, let me go back sa access po. Ang ginagawa ng priest during that time, they are actually the one who mediates Sila po yung nagiging daan para mapalapit ang mga Israelite sa Diyos Ama, okay? To God. And that was not an easy job. Again, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, being a priest during that time probably could be the most dangerous job in the history of Israelite people. Imagine, you know, pagka may ginawa lang silang mali, hindi naman yung tao husgahan sila. So, if you're gonna sign up for a job, probably since you are a Levite, then you are in already. Pero dahil nga, syempre, ganun kahirap po yun. But again, they need to do it. To gain access to God, also to offer sacrifices to God. Another role na ginagawa ng high priest is so that for them to offer sacrifices to God. Because the Israelite people cannot offer a sacrifice by themselves. They need to pass through the priest, and the priest would offer it to God. So kaya po nagiging mediator talaga, nasa gitna po, to offer sacrifice. They are just like representatives or congressmen dito sa panahon natin, just to illustrate. Sila po yung congressmen po natin, sila po yung nagre-represent ng isang city. So sila po yung parang face natin doon. Okay? At the same time, yung ambassador, pag nasa ibang bansa, sila po yung nagre-represent sa Pilipinas. Sila yung face natin. Same thing, ito po ang ginagawa ng mga priests. They offer sacrifices. They are representatives before God. Because God will never tolerate sin. That is why there has to be a priest, a high priest, who would even enter the most holy place. Now, I want you to take note that during that time, meron pong tinatawag na priest at meron pong high priest. Yung high priest po, yun lang po yung pwedeng pumasok sa Holy of Holies. There's a curtain. During that time, sa tabernacle, meron pong temple where they could worship God. Meron pong isang malaking curtain, okay, na ang makakapasok lang po dun sa kabila, most holy place, Holy of Holies, are those high priests. Pero sa kabila po, yung mga priest, hindi po high priest, of course, mga priest lang. Pero sila po, even they themselves, they need to offer something for their sins that they've committed. So makikita natin dito, this is actually a very dangerous job to offer sacrifice to God, to gain access to God. Nakataya po yung buhay nila. And last role is to prepare the people to encounter God. You know, they after they would offer sacrifices, after they would offer this goat, this bull, ram, okay? Now, it is the time for them to declare to the people, now you can worship God. It's like sila yung gumagawa ng way. And sila yung magsasabi, okay, na bawasan na yung kasalanan mo, pwede ka nang lumapit sa Panginoon. Imagine the time, imagine the energy that was being spent during that time na kailangan gawin mo talaga to. At through a priest, a high priest, it must be offered, it must be sacrificed so that you will be forgiven. Now the question is, what is the implication? In the New Testament, that was the Old Testament. You need to have a high priest so that you can gain access to God. But in the New Testament, again, this is good news. Okay? Now, let us move on to the good news. What is the implication of that past event in my current status? We need to realize, yes, those are high priests. They need to offer sacrifice to God. They are mediating between God and man, between God and the Israelites. But now we will realize that Jesus is our great high priest. Because in the book of Hebrews, now you need to realize during sa Old Testament po, hindi po wala pong sinabi na kahit sinong high priest, wala pong nakalagay na great. Just a high priest. But Jesus is our great high priest. It means to say, it is finished, it is final. What Jesus Christ did on the cross, that's it. Yun na po yun. Kaya nga po, siya yung perfect mediator. Na hindi na kailangan ng dating katulad ng priest during that time, na paulit-ulit nagsasacrifice kay God. But when Jesus Christ came here on earth, He became the final sacrifice, and He became the great high priest. Kaya po nagkaroon uli ng connection ang tao sa Panginoon. And three things that I want to share for all of us, but let me just read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. For since the law is but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifice that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Ibig po sabihin ng scripture na to, every year, every time that Israelites would gather, there's only one main theme. The reason why they would gather. And that main theme was what we call right now, sin. Kailangan mag-off. Oy, kaya pag nag-uusap sila, oy, nagkita uli tayo ngayon. Ano naman ang kasalanan mo ngayon? O ikaw, Brad. Uy, matindi yan ha. Ikaw, anong kasalanan mo ngayon? Lahat po sila. Kaya sila nandoon just to offer, okay, sin. And they would give it to the priest and the priest would offer it. But in verse, again in verse 2, otherwise would they not have ceased to be offered since the worshippers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins? But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Now, this is very powerful. Those sacrifices, it was impossible for them to be forgiven just by offering that bulls, that goats. That is why all of them in the past, in the Old Testament, they are looking forward on that cross. And now in our time, we are looking backward on that cross. It's like because Jesus is the center of all times. Kaya nga po sinasabi dito, it is impossible for them to receive that will take away yung sins po nila. Kaya nga po tayo, we are grateful, understanding and knowing that what Christ did on the cross, when He shed His blood, now therefore He is our great high priest and He gave Himself up for us so that we could have again access to God. We need to realize that atonement for our sins was made because of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17, for this reason He had to be made like His brothers in every way in order that He might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, service to God, and that He might make atonement for the sins of the people. There was an atonement. Ang ibig po sabihin ng atonement sa Tagalog po, it's like parang pang takip sala o pampalubag loob. Ito po yung nagko-cover sa kasalanan natin. At ito po ang ginawa ng Panginoon sa atin. When He died on the cross, being our great high priest, mediated between God and man, yun po, tinakpan po ng Panginoon ang kasalanan natin. In fact, you know, we should be grateful that, you know, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, there's no sin that will enter the presence of God. He will judge it accordingly. Kaya nga po kailangan ng priest para mag-mediate. But right now, we will realize that, you know, it's no longer you and me that God sees. Every time God looks at us, He always sees Jesus in us. Si Jesus po ang nag-cover sa atin. Kaya nga po, pagka nakikita ako ni God, malamang po, cute na cute sa akin ang Panginoon. Hindi po dahil cute talaga ako, pero dahil po nakikita ng Diyos ang Panginoong Jesus. Ganon din po sa bawat isa sa atin. Because of atonement for our sins. It was paid. The penalty of sin was paid because of what Christ did for us. Not just atonement for sins, the implications na makikita po natin kung ano ang ginawa na sakripisyo ng Panginoon. Another is that we now have access to God's presence. Remember when I laid down, you know, at the beginning of the service, at the beginning of this message, there must be a priest so that someone, anyone who wants to pray, Anyone who wants to come to God, there must be someone who will mediate. You cannot just go to God. You need a priest. But now, Jesus, our great high priest, final sacrifice, because of what he did, now we have access to God's presence, not just today, not just later when we get home, not just tomorrow, but every single minute that we have access to God's presence. Why? It's not because you are good. It's not because we are faithful. Praise God, we are faithful. It's not because even we are disciplined in our spirituality. It's not because of that. But it is all because of Jesus Christ, our perfect mediator who stood, who bridged the gap between God and us and man. That is why we have access to God's presence. Again, in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 to 27, you know, you would notice that we are reading from the book of Hebrews. If you really want to appreciate, if you really want to know the supremacy, you know, the goodness, the faithfulness of Jesus over our lives, I would like to encourage you to read all throughout the book of Hebrews. So that not just today, maintindihan natin, ah, okay, he's our perfect mediator, he's our perfect redeemer. Maintindihan po natin mabuti pagka binasa po natin yung buong book of Hebrews. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. You know, I love this word. It is Jesus Christ who intercedes for us. Probably we are praying. You know, probably we are asking God, Lord, would you hear my prayers right now? But you know, the good news is, it is Jesus who stands in between and he intercedes for us in our behalf to God. And how many of you would just agree with me? The Bible says that after Jesus being baptized by John, sabi po ni God, you are my son, in you I am well pleased. And therefore, because he intercedes for us, he is well pleased with Jesus Christ. Therefore, if it's God's will, how many of you believe na yung mga pinagpe-pray po natin, Lord, ikaw, grabe yung backup ko, Lord. Grabe yung access ko. Hindi si pastor, pero si Jesus ang access ko sa'yo. How many of you, that is a great news for us, Lord. If it's your will, it will happen. Because God himself sent his own son, Jesus Christ, to intercede for us. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all. And when he offered up himself. You know, it's interesting in Matthew chapter 27, verse 51, and behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. You know, when Jesus Christ died, gave his last breath, the scripture tells us that the curtain, about 70 foot high, was torn in two. Now, if you are here and you've been listening to this message, I laid it down earlier that there's a curtain that divides people and the most holy place. Only the high priest can enter the most holy place. Why? Because anyone, no one can enter the presence of God because we are all sinful. But because of Jesus Christ, because of the death of Christ, the scripture tells us the temple, the curtain of the temple was torn in two. It means to say, now we have access to God. Now we can get inside in the presence of God. How many of you believe that that's a good news? It was torn into two. Now therefore, God will never condemn us. God will never pinpoint every single sin that we have. But because of Jesus Christ, the curtain was torn and we have free access to Him. Last is assurance of salvation. Now we are assured of salvation because of what Christ did for you and me. We are assured of salvation. Chapter 9, verse 13 to 15. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Therefore, He is the mediator of the new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first heaven or the first covenant. You know, I started this message showing to you how dangerous it was to become a priest, to become a mediator, to stand between God and man. Indeed, those priests, their lives, you know, they're half dead. They need to offer sacrifice to God according to how God wants it. Because if not, they are dead. Those priests. But you know, interesting, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. To be a holy, what? To be a holy priesthood. It means to say, in the Old Testament, only the priest can do that so that people can have access to God. But right now, because of what Christ has done, now even you and me can have access to God because we are royal priesthood. And I'm telling you, that could be the most dangerous job during that time, but right now, this is a privilege. Just coming before the presence of God, worshiping Jesus, it is a privilege indeed. Why? Because He has called us that we are a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That is why right now, there's no condemnation. Probably some of us here would say, you know, I'm not worthy to come before God. With all the sins that I've done, with all the sins that I've committed, I'm not worthy. But you know what the scripture tells us? We can gain access to God. When you put your faith on what Jesus Christ did for you, now you can have access to God. You know, last thing I want to share for all of us, access to God's presence was made possible through Jesus, our great high priest. Isn't it amazing that every Sunday, you don't need to come to a pastor? Pastor, would you mediate? Would you pray for me? Because you yourself can come to God and pray. If you're believing for healing, you don't need a pastor. Yes, we can pray for you. A victory group leader can pray for you. But because you are a son, you are a daughter, you can go ahead and go to God and you can pray. Because you have now access to God. And you know, as we close this message, you know, I believe in my heart that, you know, God is speaking to some of us here this very afternoon. Katulad na sinabi ko kanina, that might be hard, you know, for a priest during that time. But you know, the good thing about God is we don't need someone so that, Lord, para matanggap mo ko, kailangan ko siya, kailangan ko tong tao na to. Si Lord na po ang gumawa ng paraan para sa atin. We have now access. We now have access to God. You know, this time I would like to pray. There's someone here, God is, you know, God is embracing you. God is securing you. You don't have to remind yourself about your past. Indeed, God finished it. Ginawa na ni Jesus kung dapat niyang gawin. He did what we can never do for ourselves. He accomplished what we can never accomplish by ourselves. All we have to do is just to trust Him. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes as we close in the word of prayer? Lord, thank you, Jesus, for what you have done on the cross, Lord God. You are our perfect mediator. Lord, the final sacrifice, Lord. And that is you, Jesus. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for standing in the gap, for bridging the gap, Lord God, between God and us and man. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for, Lord, just giving yourself for every one of us so that once again we can have access to God. We can have access to you, Lord God. Lord, open our hearts, Lord God. Anyone here in this place, Lord, you know who we are. You know, Lord God, our past. You know, Lord God, that somehow we are being condemned because of what we did in the past, Lord. You know, the Lord is telling you right now that you are loved. God is a God of second chance. You don't have to put down yourself. The enemy will put you down, but Jesus will lift you up. That's the very reason why Christ died for you. All you have to do is just to repent and humble yourself before God. Lord, I've done this. But Lord, I ask that you would heal me right now. And if that's you, just pray, speak to God, talk to God right now and receive God's forgiveness. Receive God's love and His grace, His mercy right now. He's embracing you at this very moment. He wants to say that He loves you so much. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for loving us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.